The Lord's devotion to His loyalty for our redemption is seen in the Old Testament as something called paired nouns. Paired as in two together. An example would be Psalm 103, where the noun love is used in conjunction with the noun mercy. The scripture reads, "Who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy," and meaning in conjunction with or in addition to. Mercy is coupled with love, and even in the Hebrew spelling of love, mercy can be derived. Quite a few times throughout the Old Testament, love is paired with faithfulness. For God to mention it that many times, I take it He really wants us to know, not only does He love us, but His love is unswerving and comes with His faithfulness every time. And the fact that we can say every time points exclusively to His faithfulness. Another paired noun is in Job 10:12, where life is connected to love. With His love for us comes His extension of life, which Jesus gave to us on Calvary's hill. Psalm 42:8 pairs His steadfast love with song and music, presented as a melodic prayer to the Lord. God gives us the music of His heart because He loves us, and not the repetitive music on Christian radio either. Come on, think bigger than that. In Isaiah 63:9, God's love is paired with His pity, meaning because He loves us, He is also emphatic and sympathetic with our afflictions. Friends, we don't have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Because we, the object of His affection, were afflicted, Jesus was afflicted on our behalf that we would be redeemed. God is commiserate with our affliction and sent His Son to redeem what could not redeem itself. Jesus loves me. The love of God covers our shame and nakedness. With the cloak of His mercy and kindness, He chose to not leave us slaves, fully exposed to the will of the enemy of our souls. God's love is paired with justice in Hosea 12:6. So you, by the help of your God, return, hold fast to love and justice, and wait continually for the Lord. The desperate need for justice in this world is thick and deep. It seems liars and criminals are running things, shredding nations, gathered in groups making new plans to subvert the truth, gladly and purposely pushing the upright into a ditch to clear the way for accomplishing their evil statutes and precepts. But God says He will even things out. With His love, He will bring justice, a balanced scale, to hold all mankind to account for their deeds. His love is accompanied by compassion, as seen in Micah 7:18, where it says, "Who is a God like you, pardoning iniquity and passing over transgression for the remnant of His inheritance? He does not retain His anger forever, because He delights in His steadfast love." The concept of compassion can also be derived from the Hebrew word for love. And even more amazing, the noun and verb for love can be derived from His name. This is why we can say, God is love. God is compassion. He is mercy. He is kindness. He endures forever, therefore His mercy endures forever. He is the personification of kindness. Therefore, because the Lord leads us to repentance, His kindness leads us to repentance. 2 Corinthians 13:11. Finally, brothers, rejoice. Aim for restoration. Comfort one another, agree with one another, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. His very name and person is not only love, but His love is paired with peace. Because He is everlasting, and His love is everlasting, so His peace is beyond understanding. He is eternal, and beyond the beyond of our dreams. In the New Testament, His love is paired with comfort, paired with knowledge and understanding. Oh my, what a gift and benefit to be able to say and know, Jesus loves me. It is no child's song, even in the slightest. It is given to us to know this, that Jesus loves me, this I know, 'cause the Bible tells me so. Little ones to Him belong, they are weak, but He is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Oh, how He loves me, for the Bible tells me so. Think about it, and settle your heart and mind on it. It is so.